哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all。
今天晚上我们要一起学习的题目是四各样安慰的神。
Today, the topic we are going to discuss is the God of all comforts。
什么叫做安慰
？What is comfort？
安慰就是你受苦的时候啊，有人跟你讲话，有人让你感觉舒服一点。
Comfort is when you are suffering, someone can speak to you and make you feel more at ease.
医院为什么要开放让家属朋友来探病呢？
Why does the hospital open its doors to friends and relatives of patients?
因为要一个人好起来，不单只有药物，还有心理上的帮助。
Because for a person to become better, you not only need medication, but you need help for the heart.
如果你有躺过医院，你有生病过。
If you have been in the hospital and ill before,
知道除了身体痛苦之外
，you know that other than physical pain,
还有精神上的担忧啊
，and the worries, the mental worries,
有时候会很孤单。
And loneliness.
所以在 COVID 的时候啊，连医院都不能去探望。
So in during COVID, then people couldn't visit.
很多人呢、啊、都很孤单的、孤孤单单的离开世界。
And many left this world alone in a very lonely state.
所以你生日的时候有人陪你吃蛋糕，当然是很开心。
You are happy when someone helps eats cake with you on your birthday.
但是更重要的是，在你孤单的时候，有人来陪你。
But even more importantly is when you're lonely, you have someone to be with you.
如果让你选，那两个哪个比较重要
？If you could choose between these two, which is more important?
我们都希望有人可以安慰我们。
We all hope to have someone there to comfort us.
保罗在传福音的时候
，When Paul was preaching,
他有一次写信给哥林多教会。
He once wrote to the Corinthian church.
他说我们所拜的神呢，是一位四各样安慰的神。
And he said that our God is the God of all comforts.
请看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1,
第三节
verse 3.
哥林多后书第一章第三节
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3.
第三节
verse 3.
我们一起读
Let's read it together.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，这是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。这里保罗形容我们的神就是四各样安慰的神。
Paul describes God as the God of all comfort.
为什么是四各样安慰呢
？Why of all comfort?
因为他知道人很需要被安慰啊。
Because he knows that people need comfort.
就好像一个孩子
，like a child，
他跌倒在地上的时候
，when a child falls，
妈妈过去抱他一下。
The mother comes and hugs the child.
第一件事情就是先抱他，让他情绪先稳定下来。
And it's to hug the child so that he calms down.
再来就是帮他贴胶布。
And then helps him and puts on bandage.
贴完胶布还要再秀秀他，还要再安抚他。
And then you continue to comfort and tell him to be afraid.
那孩子才会平静下来。
Then the child will calm down.
我们人长大了之后，其实需要的没有改变。
This need does not change when we grow up.
我们有时候需要被人家安慰。
We also need to be comforted.
有时候我们也要需要去安慰别人。
And we comfort others.
但是我们怎么知道怎么安慰别人呢
？How do we know how to comfort others?
一个人啊，要自己要先被神安慰。
First, we must be comforted by God.
像保罗说的，我们看第四节。
Paul says in verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
一二三。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。这里保罗说啊，我们要先被神安慰。
Here it says that we must be comforted by God.
那我们才可以去安慰人。
Then we can comfort others.
我们知道安慰人是一件不容易的事情。
We know it's very hard to, it's not easy to comfort others.
安慰人就是要讲一些话，让人家感觉到比较舒服。
And you must say, things that put them at ease.
或者是他情绪很低落，你跟他讲完话之后呢，他就有力量，有这种盼望。
Or if they're at a low emotional point, you speak to them so that they have strength and hope.
我们有时候不是很会安慰人。
Sometimes we don't know how to comfort.
尤其是我们亚洲人很不会安慰人。
Especially Asians, we do not know how to comfort.
因为我们的长大的过程当中没有多少被安慰。
Because when we grow up, as we grow up, we are not comforted much.
我们可能被父母说，那么没用啊，你哭什么哭啊？
Often we're told by our parents that you are so useless that you are crying.
生一点点病你就呱呱叫啊。
That when you're just a little bit sick and then you complain.
你失败就是因为你不够努力啊。
And if you failed, so why didn't you try harder?
啊，我们有时候就是这样被要求啊，父母可能觉得这样就是安慰你了。
Sometimes these are the demands of our parents, and they feel like this is their way of comforting.
因为父母自己也长大过程也没有被安慰过。
Because when they were growing up, they were not comforted either.
啊，所以他们就不会安慰人。
And so they do not know how to comfort.
那你自己没有被安慰啊，你就很难去安慰别人。
And so if you have not been comforted, it's very hard for you to comfort others.
啊，尤其是你如果没有经历过一个病痛。
Especially if you have not gone through a sickness.
你很健康。
And you're healthy.
你去医院访问。
You go to the hospital to visit.
那你能够说什么？
What can you say?
要有信心啊。
You have faith.
信心就会好。
If you have faith, you'll be better.
或者是呢，你有这个病哦，要检讨一下自己啊。
Or that you're sick, so you should examine yourself more.
啊，可能犯了罪啊。
Because you have sinned.
当然，这些道理都有可能是对的。
Of course, this may be correct.
但是能不能安慰人呢？
But does that comfort anyone?
就不一定了。
No.
但是如果自己经历过这个苦。
But once you have gone through this suffering.
哇，你我知道你痛苦，因为我也开过刀啊。
I know that you are suffering because I've had surgery before.
你就能够安慰，因为你经历过这个苦。
Then you know how to comfort because you have gone through this kind of pain.
保罗这里想要告诉哥林多教会。
Paul tells Corinthian church here.
我们彼此要互相的安慰，每个人都遇到困难的时候。
We must provide mutual comfort whenever we face troubles.
但是你要自己先得到从神来的安慰。
But first, you must receive the comfort from God.
还有要学怎么样安慰，学神怎么样安慰人。
And we learn how God comforts.
那我们才可以有办法去安慰有需要的人。
Then we have a way to comfort those who need it.
安慰的相反就是刺伤了，把别人弄受伤了。
To the opposite of comforting is harming or hurting.
有时候我们没有办法安慰人，反而会让人家更受伤害。
And sometimes when we don't know how to comfort others, we hurt them even more.
所以保罗说了，我们的神呢，最会安慰人。
So Paul said, our God knows how to comfort.
好，那到底我们的神怎么样安慰人？
How does our God comfort?
我们在读这个，这里说我们的父啊，慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。
Here it says, our Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
安慰的源头就是慈悲。
The origin of comfort is
mercy.
Mercy.
你对一个人有慈悲啊，你才会想要去安慰他。
And when you have mercy, you can comfort.
慈悲的另外一个字就是爱心。
The other word for mercy is love.
如果你没有爱心，你看到别人受苦，你就会觉得说有什么也不什么大不了。
If you have no love and you look at others suffering, you don't feel anything.
管他的呢
，ignore him.
甚至可能说，逮了，给逮谁了？
You say you hurry up and die.
他是值得的。
And then he's supposed to die.
没有这种怜悯的心肠。
Without any kind of mercy.
所以我们的神不是这样。我们的神充满慈悲的。
Our God is full of mercy.
所以我们要如果要真的学安慰人，我们要求神让我们的心充满神的爱。
So if we want to learn how to comfort, then our hearts must be filled with the love of God.
你没有爱心，你不会想要去关心人，安慰人。
Because if you do not have love, you will not think of comforting others.
你只管自己。
You will care about only yourself.
那个人觉得我都很辛苦了，谁来安慰我？
You feel that I am suffering, it's so hard for me, who's going to comfort me?
那大家都觉得自己很辛苦，大家只顾自己。
And if everyone feels that it's so hard for themselves and only looks after themselves,
教会就变得冷冰冰了。
The church becomes very cold.
那家庭也是一样，自己顾自己。
And in the household, if you care only for yourself,
那就会冷冰冰了。
Then it also becomes very cold.
好，那这时候是各样安慰的神。
So here it says the God of all comfort.
哇，这里说神可以带给我们有很多不同的安慰。
So it says that God can bring us many comforts.
有时候我们失败，神安慰我们。
Sometimes we fail and God comforts us.
有时候生病，神安慰我们。
Sometimes we are sick and God comforts us.
有时候孤单，神也安慰我们。
Sometimes we are lonely and God comforts us.
甚至有一天我们快离开世界，我们快要死了。
One day when we are about to leave the world and die,
那神也会安慰我们，叫我们不要怕。
And God will comfort us and tell us not to be afraid.
所以圣经里面讲到神的安慰有很多种。
So there are many comforts in this Bible.
那我今天呢要讲讲到底神怎么样安慰我们。
So we're going to discuss how God comforts us.
有神安慰我们有三个不同的层面，不同的方法。
And God comforts us in three different ways.
第一个方法。
The first.
这神直接的自己安慰我们。
That God directly comforts us.
啊，这里第四节我们再读了啊。
We just read this in verse 4.
第四节我们再读一次。
Let's read it again.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭遇各样患难的人、啊、这里保罗说、啊、神有时候会直接安慰我们。
Here Paul says that God directly comforts us.
因为有时候人真的是没有办法安慰你。
Because sometimes it is impossible for people to comfort you.
他不了解你的苦啊。
They do not understand your suffering.
你看别人那么幸福，那么平安，那么健康。
You see that people are so blessed and at peace and so healthy.
你告诉他，哎呀，我遇到考验，我家庭出了问题，我健康出了问题。
You tell him that I'm facing these trials, I have problems in my household or my health.
他怎么会理解你呢？
How would this person understand
you? 所以他想要安慰你，也安慰不出来。
So even if you were to comfort you, could not do so.
但是有时候神会直接安慰你。
But sometimes God will directly comfort you.
那怎么样直接安慰你呢？
How does He directly comfort you?
可能有几个方法。
There are a few ways.
第一就是透过圣灵。
First, through the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音的第十四章。
Listen to John chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。主耶稣这里告诉门徒要赐给你们一位保惠师。
Here, Jesus tells his disciples that he wants to give them a helper.
这个保惠师也翻作训诲师啊，安慰的意思 ，comforter.
Helper is also translated as the comforter.
啊，这个圣灵啊，会住在我们的心里。有在我们最低落的时候来安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit will live within our hearts so that at our lowest points it will comfort us.
当时的门徒他们知道耶稣快要离开他们了。
The believers knew at that point that Jesus was leaving them soon.
他们呢很忧愁。
And they were very sorrowful.
也很伤心。
And very hurt.
但是主耶稣告诉他们。
But Jesus told them.
我会赐给你们这个圣灵。
That I will give you this Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是耶稣的灵啊。
Which is the Spirit of Jesus.
虽然主耶稣基督以后要钉十字架，后来要升天。
Even though the Lord Jesus was going to be crucified and resurrected.
肉体上耶稣不跟他们同在了。
In flesh he would not be with them.
但是在灵里面耶稣还是与他们同在。
Yet spiritually he would remain with them.
因为耶稣透过圣灵住在他们里面。
Because through the Holy Spirit he would live within them.
所以第十七节。
Therefore in verse 17.
十七节。1:17.就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。这个圣灵、啊、会住在我们里面。
Here the Holy Spirit will live within us.
在你最伤心最低落的时候，
In our lowest points when we are the saddest.
那个人都不能够安慰你，
When other people cannot comfort us.
圣灵自己安慰你。
The Holy Spirit will comfort
you. 有一个姐妹，
There's a sister.
她遇到人生最伤心的时候。
When she faced the saddest time of her life.
是说她孩子啊，她的儿子啊，离世了。
Her son had died.
哇，她这件事情对她来说打击很大。
And to her, it was very big.
有一阵子啊，根本吃不下饭，睡不着觉。
She couldn't eat or sleep.
好，心情啊，非常的忧闷，有忧郁。
And so she was very depressed.
没有人的话可以安慰她。
And no one could comfort her.
她丈夫其实也一样经历这种事情。
Her husband was feeling the same thing.
因为都是大的孩子啊。
Because it's also his child.
但是女人呢，又比较有情绪。
But women are more emotional.
由于这个孩子是妈妈生的，当然跟孩子的感情比较深了。
Especially because the child is birthed by the mother.
但是这个丈夫知道说这样子下去不行啊。
The husband knew that going on like this is not possible.
如果太太一直这样子忧郁下去，那就变忧郁症了。
Because if she continues with her depression, it will become depression.
所以这个先生一直为太太祷告。
Then he prayed for his wife.
他知道我讲什么都没有用。
Because he said that anything I say is useless.
一直流眼泪。
And he shed many tears.
但是呢，他们知道只能够靠神。
But they knew that they could only rely on God.
所以他们就一直祷告了。
And so they kept praying.
哎，没有人的话可以安慰他。
No words could comfort them.
因为大部分人没有经历过失去孩子的痛。
Because most people have not gone through the pain of losing a child.
但是他们愿意把他们的痛、他们的伤心、他们的眼泪留在神的面前。
But they're willing to put their pain, their grief, and their tears before God.
感谢主啊，最后圣灵有安慰他们。
And we thank the Lord that.The Holy Spirit comforted them.
虽然最后，这个他一有时候一想起这件事情，还是会流眼泪。
Although she sheds tears when she thinks about it.
但是神有安慰他们。
But God has comforted them.
啊，知道他们的孩子是被主耶稣接到天国。
Knowing that their child has been received into the kingdom of heaven.
这也是透过圣灵里面的安慰。
And so.Through the Holy Spirit, they have been comforted.
如果不是圣灵的安慰，人讲的话是没有用。
And if not the Holy Spirit, then the comfort is.
所以圣灵就是进到我们心里安慰我们。
So the Holy Spirit enters into our hearts to comfort us.
人很有限。
People are very limited.
所以为什么我们要常常祷告
？That's why do we always pray?
不单是我们顺利的时候要祷告。
Not only when things are going well do we pray.
我们遇到困难，我们心里伤心的时候更要祷告。
But when we are facing difficulties and we are saddened, we must pray even more.
你很伤心的时候，你看不到前路的时候。
Because when we are pained and we cannot see the road ahead.
耶稣圣灵啊，你要安慰我，你帮助我。
Then you say to the Holy Spirit that you must comfort me.
因为主耶稣说啊，我不会把你们撇下为孤儿的。
Because Jesus says in verse 18 that I will not leave you orphans.
哇，这句话很有力量哦。
This word has a lot of power.
我不会丢下你不管。
I will not leave you.
我知道你经历什么。
I know what you are going through.
啊，有时候呢，主耶稣会直接用意象来安慰我们。
Sometimes Jesus will also use visions to signs to comfort us.
我们看使徒行传十八章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 18.
十八章的第九节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 9.
使徒行传十八章第九节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 9.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。”十节。
Verse 10.
大声读。有我与你们同在，并没有人下手害你，因为在这城里有我许多的百姓。这里是主耶稣在夜间向保罗显现。
Here the Lord appeared to Paul.
保罗在哥林多传福音。
Paul was preaching in Corinth.
遇到很多的困难。
He faced many difficulties.
犹太人一直毁谤他，阻挡他。
And the Jews stopped him.
甚至保罗可能有点灰心呢。
And Paul may have been in despair.
啊，觉得说我可能要走了，不要再在这边待下去了。
May have felt that he wanted to leave and to no longer stay.
但是主耶稣直接安慰他。
But Jesus comforted him directly.
啊，说什么呢
？How?
你不用怕。
He said, "Do not be afraid."
你要继续讲，不要闭口。
Speak and do not be silent.
因为我会与你同在。
Because I am with you.
没有人可以害你的。
No one.Can hurt you.
因为你时间没有到，你绝对不会死的。
Because your time has not come, so you will not die.
你要留在这个城。
You will stay in the city.
因为这里有很多我的百姓啊。
Because I have many people here.
哇，保罗听到这句话就得安慰了。
So when Paul heard this, he was comforted.
所以他就留在哥林多住了一年零六个月。
So he stayed in Corinth a year and six months.
然后呢，他就建立了这个很重要的哥林多教会。
And built up the Corinthian church.
所以有时候我们遇到困难的时候啊，神也会借着异象来安慰我们。
And so sometimes when we are really suffering, God will comfort us through a vision.
啊，当然不是常常会发生，偶尔可能会发生。
It does not happen very often, but it may happen occasionally.、
啊、这个保罗的安慰呢，是圣工上遇到一些阻挡。
Paul had faced challenges in his holy work.
他不是自己有什么苦。
And he did not, he was not suffering himself.
他是圣工不顺利，他灰心了。
But the holy work was not going well, so he was in despair.
所以谁可以安慰保罗呢
？So who could comfort Paul?
主耶稣自己安慰他咯。
Lord Jesus Himself.
你只要待下去，你只要不放弃，神与你同工，一定会圣工一定会发展。
If you do not give up, then you continue, then the holy work will prosper.、
啊、这个在主在异象中跟他显现。
This is the Lord appearing to Paul in a vision.、
啊、我们教会也有这种见证。
Our church has these. testimonies.
有一些弟兄姐妹他亲人离世了，哦，非常的难过，非常的伤心。
Some brothers and sisters have loved ones who depart, and it is very hard for them.
但是主耶稣会有时候会透过异象来安慰我们的同龄啊。
But sometimes Jesus will comfort them through a vision.
有时候他自己看到。
Sometimes they'll see it.
有时候是别的弟兄姐妹看到。
And sometimes other brothers and sisters will see it.
看到主耶稣啊，派天使啊去接那个亲人回天家。
They will see that Jesus has sent angels to take this person into their heavenly home.
穿着白衣，哦，天使接他回家。
That they're wearing these white clothes, robes.
这个都是异象。
These are all visions.
所以这个异象讲出来，或者是他自己看到，就得到很大的安慰。
So whether it is said to them or they have seen it, then they are greatly comforted.
所以神可以直接安慰我们。
So God directly comforts us.
那神有时候呢，安慰你呢，也是有一个意念，会给你一个意念，或者是保守住你的意念。
And so when God comforts you, He preserves your thought.
或者给你一个很平安的意念。
Or He gives you a thought of peace.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
一二三，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这里神怎么样安慰我们呢？
How does God comfort us?
保守我们的心怀意念。
He guards our hearts and minds.
有时候我们的心很乱。
Sometimes it's very chaotic within our hearts.
自己责备自己。
And sometimes we criticize ourselves.
有时候呢，觉得很后悔。
And sometimes we really regret.
觉得自己做得不够好。
We feel that we have not done well enough.
有时候就心中就没有平安呢。
And there's no peace.
但是因为神爱我们。
But because God loves us.
他有时候直接安慰我们呢，就给保守我们的心，让我们心不会乱想。
Then he directly guards our hearts and minds so that we're not having these chaotic thoughts.
有时候呢，他会直接给我们一个很安慰、很平安的意念。
He will give us this peaceful mind.
有一位姐妹。
There is a sister.
她爸爸离世了。
Her father had passed away.
所以她要赶回中国参加爸爸的丧礼。
So she rushed back to China to attend the funeral.
她爸爸没有信主。
Her father did not believe in the Lord.
她全个家族都没有信主。
The entire family did not believe in him.
只有他自己一个信主。
Only herself.
哇，所以他回去啊，这个丧礼的现场啊，哇，觉得压力很大。
And so when she went back to this funeral, she felt a very great pressure.
有一些亲戚啊，想要逼他要跪拜这个死人啊。
And so some relatives were pushing her to to worship the dead.
她心中一直祷告。
And so she prayed in her heart.
神啊，你保守我啊。
God, guard me.
有一些亲戚啊，讲了些很难听的话。
And some relatives said some very difficult things.
说你都不孝顺你爸爸，你爸爸死了你都不拜他。
They said that you are not filial towards your father. He is dead and you do not worship him.
其他人啊，其他人基督徒啊，也是拜祖先啊，拜祭拜这个叩头啊，为什么你们教会或者你那么不孝？
Other Christians also worship their ancestors and kowtow. Why are you not filial?
哇，那心里面很难过。
So she was very sad.
但是一心中一直祷告。
And so she prayed.
求神保守我，千万不能拜啊。
To ask God to preserve her so that she would not worship.
结果在最压力最大的关头啊。
And so at this point, when the pressure was greatest.
感谢主，神感动他其中一个亲戚啊。跟别人说啊，你不要逼他，他不拜的，他是基督徒，你不要，我们不要逼他。
And God had moved a relative to say, "Do not force her because she is a Christian. She does not worship."
哇，这个神自己帮他解围啊。
And so, God was able to help her.
啊，那后来呢？他祷告，他有一阵子呢，他也觉得很自责。
And so after a while, she's very
她有点就不开心了。
She's very unhappy.
为什么呢？因为有一种声音告诉她说：“哎呀，你好像很失败啊。”
Because there's a voice telling her that you're
you're a loser 啊。你从小做事情都没有成功了。
Because you have never done anything successful since you were a child.
你考大学以前也没有考过。
and you did not get into the university entrance.
没有办法在中国读大学。
And you were not able to go to university in China.
没有办法传福音给你爸爸。
And you're not able to preach to your father.
也没有办法带领家人来信主。
Or bring your family to believe in the Lord.
你还被他们责备，说你没有孝顺。
And they criticize you, saying that you are not obedient.
哦，这种感觉啊，很强烈。
And so it was a very powerful, a strong feeling.
但是他就一直祷告啊。
But she kept praying.
虽然他还没有领受圣灵。
Although she had not received the Holy Spirit,
虽然暂时还没有得到,
although she had not received it yet,
但是神还安慰她哦,
but God comforted her.
她有见证她一直祷告当中哦,
she has a testimony that in her prayer,
哇, 她祷告的一阵风吹过来,
there was a great wind,
很凉爽,
and it was very cooling.
这个风呢就把这种不好的意念吹走了,
and it blew away all these thoughts,
不好的这种情绪吹走,
these bad feelings.
还有呢，神呢给他一个意念。
And God gave her another thought.
什么意念？
What thought?
你是做得好的。
That you have done well.
你是成功的。
That you have succeeded.
因为你选择跟随主。
Because you have chosen to follow the Lord.
你选择在主里面结婚。
That you have married in the Lord.
你选择你的孩子也在教会受洗。
That your children are baptized.
以后他们在教会里面长大。
And that they grow up in the church.
你选择跟随主，你就是这个成功的人。
And that you have chosen to follow the Lord, so you're successful.
不用跟别人比较。
You do not need to compare yourself.
你是真正的成功。
Because you have true success.
哇，这个意念不是他自己想出来。
Well, she had not thought this herself.
也不是他自己安慰自己。
It's not her comforting herself.
更不是别人安慰他。
And it's not other people comforting her.
是神自己安慰他。
But God himself.
让他有这个意念
，letting her have this thought，
这个就是安慰的意念
，that is a comforting thought。
哇，就好像这里所说的
，just like it says here，
神赐人出人意外的平安
，and it's a piece of God which surpasses all understanding，
就是本来你不应该有平安的
，which is meaning that you are not supposed to have any peace。
环境那么不顺利，怎么会平安呢
？That everything is so terrible， how could you have peace？
身体那么不好，怎么会平安
？But your body is such bad health. How could you?
但是啊，神就会安慰你。
Peace, but God will comfort you.
虽然你不顺利，虽然身体不好，虽然遇到困难。
Although it's not smooth, although you're not healthy, although it's hard.
神啊，将你的心呢、啊、保守住。
God will guard your heart.
哇，将你得到安慰啊。
So that you will be comforted.
第二点。
Secondly,
神有时候我会透过圣经来安慰我们。
God will comfort us sometimes through the Bible.
我们看罗马书第十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
第四节。
Verse 14.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 14.
第四节。
Oh, sorry, chapter 4.
Chapter 15.
Chapter 15, verse 4.
十五章第四节。
Chapter 15, verse 4.
一起读。
Let us read together.
一二三。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得着盼望。这句圣经的话很宝贵啊。
It's a very precious verse.
他说以前写的圣经啊。
It says whatever was written before.
是为什么写的呢？
Why was it written?
第一就是为教训我们写的。
First for our learning.
啊，这个就是我们平常说啊，要听道理，为什么？因为我们要学习啊，我们要被神教训呢。
So this is why we listen to the word. It is to learn and be taught by God.
就像孩子要被父母教。
Just like when a child is taught by parents.
啊，做得不好，父母要来训一顿。
When they are not doing well, then they are taught.
或者你该怎么做，你该怎么做，该怎么做。
Or this is how you should do this or that.
这个叫教训。
This is teaching.
我们每一个人都需要被教训。
We all require teaching.
我们就算长大了。变成人了，还是需要被教训。
And when we grow up and become adults, we also require teaching.
因为我们有时候的观念是不对的。
Because our perspective may be wrong.
我们以为自己做的对，其实在神眼中我们做的不对。
We might feel that we have done right, but in the eyes of God, not so.
因为我们所做的不对，所以带给自己跟家人有很多的这种痛苦。
And so because we have done wrongly, then we have brought suffering to our family.
所以要受教啊，要学习啊。
And so we must be taught so we can learn.
但是这里特别强调一点哦，圣经呢还会带来安慰。
But it also emphasizes here that the scripture brings comfort.
哦，这个就我们比较少讲。
We don't mention this a lot.
如果你需要被安慰啊，你要常常读圣经。
If you want comfort, you must read the Bible.
因为神会透过圣经来安慰你。
Because through the Bible, God will comfort you.
神不一定会给你异象。
God may not give you a vision.
就算给你意象，也不能天天给嘛，不然你也很累啊，天天要看呢。
And,
你也受不了啊。
Sometimes, well, even if you were to have a vision every day, you'd be so tired.
还有啊，你看多啊，你就会麻木了，觉得 and, 哎呀，又看一样的。
And it, you would feel so bored of it.
神也不一定会给你哦，圣灵里面跟你讲什么啊。
And God may not tell you anything through the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为大部分你需要知道的都已经写在圣经里面。
Because most of what you need to know is written in the Bible.
所以大部分时间呢，神是要透过圣经来安慰你。
So most of the time, God will comfort you through the Bible.
因为神说我都已经给你整本圣经了，那么多话语啊。
Because God has given you the entire Bible, so many words.
就是给你读了，随时都可以拿出来读。
So that you can read it anytime.
但是很可惜啊，我们的弟兄姐妹呢，比较少读圣经啊。
But sadly, our brothers and sisters do not read the Bible very much.
所以常常都得不到神的安慰。
And so they do not receive the comfort of God.
我们看诗篇九十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 94.
十八节。
Verse 18.
诗篇九十四篇十八节。
Psalm 94, verse 18.
十八节一起读。
Verse 18.
一二三。我正说，我是的脚，一起读啊，大声一点啊。
Let us read together.
一二三。我正说，我是的脚。耶和华，那时你的慈爱扶助我。十九节，我心里多忧多疑，你安慰我，就使我欢乐。这里说啊，我们有失脚的时候
，here when our feet slip，
快跌倒了
，we are about to stumble，
或是已经跌倒了
，or we have fallen，
心中又很烦恼了
，and we have many anxieties，
那怎么办呢
？What happens？
哇，这里说神会安慰我
，it says that God will comfort us，
那怎么安慰？
How?
当然是透过神的话语啊。
Through His Word.
我们看诗篇一百一十九篇。
This is Psalm 119.
第五十节。
Verse 50.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
五十节。
Verse 50.
一起读。
Let us read it together.
一二三。这话将我救活了，我在患难中因此得安慰。哇，这里诗人啊。写了全本圣经最长的一篇诗篇呢。
Here, this is the psalmist has written the longest psalm.
诗篇一百一十九篇是最长的。
And Psalm 119 is the longest.
为什么
？Why?
因为它一百七十六节啊。
Because it has 176 verses.
那个真的很长啊。
Which is very long.
但是它的主题就是一个，这是神的话。
But the main theme is the same. It's the word of God.
讲神的话多好。
It'sSpeaks about the excellence of God's word.
我们怎么样来爱慕神的话
？How we should love the word of God.
其中一样神的话呢？他是说将我救活了。
That one of them is that in the word of God is that.
本来我们死的了，心中已经死的了。
That although that we have died, within,
很软弱啊。
We are weak.
哦，很忧郁啊。
And we are very depressed.
但是在患难中，你的话安慰我，因此得到安慰。
But your word comforts me.
这个是很奇妙啊。
This is very miraculous.
如果有每天读圣经习惯的弟兄姐妹呢，会知道我在讲什么。
Then the brothers and sisters who read the Bible every day will know what I'm saying.
你有时候都每天读啊。
Because you'll read it every day.
有时候跟着教会进度或者自己的进度啊。
And you read it according to your schedule of the churches.
有时候你就没有看到什么，但是你就读。
And sometimes you don't see anything stand out, but you read it.
这是很奇妙啊！有时候你读的时候，哎，这句话好像对着我讲的嘞。
Yet miraculously, you will say, "Hey, this seems to refer to me."
好像神知道我心情很低落，用这句话来安慰我。
God seems to understand that I'm a very low point, and he comforts me.
或者神知道我很迷茫啊，要把这句话呢给我方向啊。
That God knows that I am very lost, so that He gives me this to give me direction.
哦，神的话真的很会安慰我们。
That the word of God will comfort us.
因为神的话是生命。
Because the word of God is life.
神有时候真的会透过我们每天的读经，或者是随手翻到一节经节，就安慰我们。
And truly, through our daily Bible reading, that God will comfort us.
我记得几十年前听过一位长老的见证。
I remember a few decades ago, I remember a testimony from an elder.
那位长老在他年轻的时候
，When this elder was young,
他得到一个很重的病。
He had a very serious illness.
得到一个叫肺痨啊 ，TB 啊 ，tuberculosis.
And there was a tuberculosis.
咳啊咳啊。
And he kept coughing.
又没有药可以医啊。
And there was no medicine.
咳到快死了，快吐血了。
He was throwing up blood and about to die.
他知道自己应该不久于人世。
Then he knew that he would leave this world.
哎呀，他很沮丧，觉得那么年轻就要死。
He was sad, thinking that he was so young and about to die.
做圣工也没有做完。
He did not complete his holy work.
现在孩子要那么小，我就要死了。
The children are so young, and he's about to die.
他有一天在病中啊，就打开圣经翻一翻，也在读。
And in his illness, he opened the Bible and read.
一翻开就读到诗篇一百一十八篇。
And he read Psalm 118.
一翻开就读到第十七节。
And he opened it to verse 17.
诗篇一百一十八篇。
Psalm 118.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他就读了。好像这人间有一个亮光哦，就照着这一节。
And as if there was a light that shone upon this.
圣经那么多经节，但是好像就有一个光照着这一节。
And there are so many verses in the Bible, but there seems to be a light to shine on the verse.
我们一起读。
Let's read it.
十七节。
Verse 17.
一二三。我必不至于死，人要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。哇，他读到这一节，特别这个节好像吸住他的眼睛。
And so this verse, his eyes were locked into the verse.
好像神跟他讲话。
That God was speaking to him.
神说，他觉得神跟他说。
He felt that God was saying to him.
你不会死。
That you will not die.
你要好起来。
But you will become well.
之后你要继续传扬我的作为。
And then you will continue to declare my words.
他读到这一节就得到很大的安慰。
He felt very comforted after reading.
他就开始很努力的祷告。
And so he prayed hard.
结果真的过几天之后，他的病哦，没有什么药，特效药，但是他就慢慢就好起来。
And after a few days, he got better without any medication.
后来反而好起来啊，完全好了。
And then he was completely healed.
可以继续传福音了。
He could continue to preach.
所以有时候神会透过一句话，你读到了一些经节，针对你当时的情况，会给你一种安慰。
Sometimes God, through these words of the Bible, will comfort you for that situation.
就是说神会透过圣经来跟你讲话。
That God will speak to you through the Bible.
当然，这个大前提是你不是说啊，平常都不读经啊，然后有需要了就哦，今天打开啊，就这一节，那是不是神跟我讲这一节
？It's not that you feel like you don't read the Bible very often. All of a sudden, you open the Bible and pick a verse.
好像抽签这样啊。
Is just like picking a lot.
不能用这种方法。
You cannot do this.
你要每天读经。
You must read the Bible.
有空你就翻圣经读一读。
And you must read the Bible when you have time.
有自己的进度。
So that you have your own schedule.
但是有时候神会特别让你看到某一些经节。
But sometimes God will reveal certain verses to you.
特别安慰你。
To comfort you.
或者是祷告当中，你很难过的时候，让你想起一节经节。
So that when you're praying and when you're hurt, then you can think of a verse.
这样子就让你得到很大的安慰。
You will receive great comfort.
所以大家有一定要读经。
So we must all read the Bible.
我们今天最大的困难呢，就是信徒不读经，在家里很少读经。
The greatest challenge we have is that the believers do not read the Bible.
只来教会听圣经。
And they only come to the church to listen.
啊，再听十年、二十年，其实这个变化不大。
For 10 or 20 years and nothing changes.
也听到了，也很多也没有记起来，也记不起来，也没抄笔记，回去也不读，那对你的改变不大。
Because they remember nothing and so you cannot change.
一定要自己读经。
But you must read the Bible yourself.
神会透过他的话来直接的安慰你。
And God through his word will comfort you directly.
我们来看诗篇三耶利米书三十一篇呢。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
三十一篇的十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse
三十一篇的十五节。
Chapter 31, verse 15.
三十一篇十五节。
Chapter 31, verse 15.
我们一起读，一二三。
Let us read together. Thus says the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more.
十六节。
Verse 16.Thus says the Lord,
你禁止声音不要哀哭，禁止眼目不要流泪，因为你所做之工必有赏赐，他们必从敌国归回。这是耶和华所说的。十七节，耶和华说，你末后必有指望，你的儿女必回到自己的境界。这是记载神怎么透过先知的话来安慰百姓。
Here it describes how God through the word of the prophet comforted his people.
当时的百姓很绝望了。
And the people of them were helpless.
因为他们听到啊，我们要被掳啊，我们国破家亡啊。
And because they knew they were going to be enslaved, that their country would be destroyed.
他觉得神不爱他们。
They felt that God did not love them.
没有希望了。
And there is no hope.
但是神透过先知跟他们讲话。
But through the prophet, he spoke to them.
说不要再哭了。
Said, do not weep.
因为你现在所做的工必有赏赐。
Because what your work doing that you do now will be rewarded.
没有了，你的儿女会回来的。
And your children will come back.
你的儿女也会有指望。
And they will hope,
会回到自己的疆界。
to come back to their own border.
哇，这是当时神透过话来安慰他们。
And this is God, through comforting them.
有一个姐妹啊，她为了儿女的信仰啊，非常的担心。
There's a sister who is very worried for her children's faith.
因为她儿女啊，都很久没有来教会。
Because they not come to the church for a long time.
啊，那就很担忧啊。
And she was very worried.
常常哭啊。
And often wept.
有一天呢，读圣经，读到这一节。
One day she read this verse.
哎呀，她就觉得很安慰啊。
And she felt greatly comforted.
她说，神告诉我不要再哭了。
Because it says that God has told me not to weep.
啊，我们已经做工，神已经知道了。
God, we have done the work, and God knows this.
神说，末后你的儿女要回归啊。
And that your children shall come back.
她相信神让她看到这一节，神感动她。我就继续为他们祷告，有一天他们会回到教会。
So she had faith that when she read this, that if she continues to pray, then they will come back.
有希望
，there's hope.
只要我们不放弃
，as long as we do not
不放弃祷告
，we do not give up praying.
你看，连百姓啊，被掳七十年都归回了。
Because the people who were enslaved for 70 years returned.
啊，所以他就看神的话语当中得到很大的安慰。
And so in the word of God, she found great comfort.
所以今天开始我们要读经。
So today.Onwards, you must read the Bible.
就算你读一章都好。
Even if it's just one chapter.
一章都好。
Even just one.
我们就要求自己五分钟读一章。
That we read a chapter in 5 minutes.
最好不要用手机，因为用手机你读啊，你记不起来，你不知道哪一节在哪里。
And it's best not to use the cell phone to read it.
最好是买一本这种的圣经。
But if you buy a real Bible.
你不会说，哎呀，我老花眼了，这个看不到啊。
And you shouldn't say that because you cannot see because you have farsightedness.
因为有一种圣经字很大的。
Because some Bibles have very big words.
我已经替自己买了一本超大的，比这个还大两倍的。
I bought a Bible that's very big. It's twice the size of this.
如果你不知道哪里买，我告诉你。
And if you don't know where to buy it, I can show you.
以后退休之后，每天就是那么大本。
And then when you're retired, you have this big Bible.
不用老花眼都看得到。
So that even though your farsightedness.
因为圣经哦，可以画，可以写啊，可以做笔记啊，可以，哎，你就好像你的朋友一样。
Because it is like your friend, you can make notes.
你跟他越熟，他就跟你越好。
And the closer you are, more familiar you are with it, is better.
你就会找到神的话语，会安慰你。
You will find the words of God to comfort you.
所以再怎么忙，不会给不到神五分钟、十分钟。
However busy you are, can you give God 5 minutes?
神要安慰你啊，你都不给神时间。
Because God wants to comfort you, but you do not give Him any time.
手机一看就一个钟，
很
快刷一刷，半个钟、一个钟就过。
After you scroll for an hour.
没有得到安慰啊，反而越看越累。
No comfort, but you're more and more tired.
啊，就一定要随身带着自己的圣经。
But you must have your own Bible.
最后一点
，Lastly,
神有时候会透过别人去安慰你。
That God will comfort others, you through others.
神有时候透过别人啊去安慰你。
Sometimes God will comfort you through others.
尤其是当我们很软弱的时候
，Especially when we're very weak.
啊，我们没有力量祷告啊
，When we have no strength to pray.
或者说我们一个人躺在医院
，And we are alone in the hospital.
或者是很低落的时候
，Or a lowest point.
啊，神有时候会透过别人去安慰你。
God will comfort us through other people.
啊，就好像我们刚刚第一章。第五节所读的这个会安慰人啊
，just like in chapter 1, verse 5, that we can comfort others.
但是你要自己先得到神的安慰。
But first, you must be comforted by God.
我们看回来哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章哦
，chapter 1,
第一章第五节
，chapter 1,
我们第二章。我们既多受基督的福，就靠基督多得安慰。啊，第六节。我们受患难是要叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为你们叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那些苦楚。哦，苦楚是不好的。
And so affliction is not good.
但是它会有一个好的副作用。
But it has a utility.
有一个 side effect 啊。
Oh, a good side effect.
啊，什么发 side effect 呢
？What's the side effect?
第一就是你自己如果受苦的话，你可以从神那边得到安慰。
That when you are suffering, you can receive comfort from God.
意思就是说啊，如果你没有受苦过，你跟神的关系会很难很亲密。
Meaning.That if you have not suffered before, it's very, very hard for you to draw close to God.
那个 relationship 啊，跟神那个关系啊。
Your relationship with God.
就好像一对夫妻啊。
Just like a husband and wife.
生活都过得好好的。
They live a good life.
他们的关系就是表面啊，去 holiday 啦，去吃啊，去喝啊，去玩啊。
And their relationship is that they will eat and drink
这个是真正有受过考验吗？
But have they gone through any tests?
但是结婚之后，
But after being married,
啊，有一个人失业了，
One person loses a job,
有一个人得癌症了，
One person has cancer,
啊，有一个人遇到困苦了，
Another person is facing difficulties,
或者一起生了孩子，孩子出了问题了，
Or the child has problems,
哇，那两个人一起去面对呀，
Then they face it together.
那两个人经历过这些事情之后，
And after they experience these things together,
是不是感情就会更好？
Then are this relationship not better?
如果没有更坏的话，就是更好了。
If it's not worse, it'll be better.
如果坏的话，可能是他们之间自己不如没有办法一起来走过，或者另外一个就跑走了。
And if it's worse, then maybe that they cannot continue on and one leaves.
如果一起来面对这个困难，
But if they face it together,
那患难呢，会让两个人呢更认识对方，还有呢更靠近。
And the trials will let them know each other better, and that they're closer.
我们的神为了要我们认识他，
God, for the sake of us,
为了让我们不骄傲，或者放下自己的骄傲，
so that we can put down our own pride,
让我们不靠自己，
so that we do not rely on ourselves,
让我们知道自己的有限，
that we know we are limited,
甚至让我们知道自己的软弱，我们的罪，
that we know our weaknesses and sin,
他必须让我们受一点苦，
he must let us suffer,
有时候要为了传福音也必须要受一些苦，
and also sometimes for the sake of spreading the gospel we must suffer,
但是这个一受苦下去了，哎，保罗他们就靠神了，
but once they suffer they rely on God,
不能靠自己了，
because they cannot rely on themselves,
我们看这个第七节、啊、
in verse 7
第八节
verse 8,
第八节
verse 8,
一二三，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都没有了。第九节，自己心里也断定是必死的，就我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。你看了，苦难会让我们亲近神。
Here.We know that these sufferings will draw near to God.
传福音传到这样啊，是不是神不同在呢？
The way we have preached the gospel is that God is not abiding with us.
但是保罗没有想那么多，就是靠神就对了。
But Paul did not think so much. He just relied on.
死就死吧。
And if he died, he would die.
如果要死就死了，反正死了也是见神了。
And if he were to die, then he would meet God.
结果没死。
But he did not die.
我没死就更体验神更深了。
And he understood God even more deeply.
神安慰他，神直接安慰他。
And God comforted him directly.
所以他就可以去安慰那些很苦的人啊。
So he could comfort those who were in pain.
所以今天如果神让你过得很苦，
So if you are going through something really hard,
让你经历某一些苦。
That he wants you to experience this.
第一，神爱你，让你抓住他。
God loves you, and he wants you to hold on to.
太顺利了，很多都跑走，很多都跌倒，很多都离开神。
There are many where it's too smooth, and they just leave.
第二，神在准备你去安慰别人。
But secondly, God prepares you to comfort others.
神准备你去安慰别人。
God prepares you to comfort others.
很久以前有位长老。
A long time ago, there was an elder.
他很有爱心。
He had a lot of love.
很温柔。
And he was very, very gentle.
灵性也很高，
He's very
很谦卑啊，很谦卑啊。
Very, very humble.
哇，大家很尊重他。
Many people respected him.
啊，他也很会安慰人。
And he knows how to comfort.
他为什么那么会安慰人呢？
Why?
大家一开始不是很知道。
No one really knew.
有一次有一个姐妹。
And a sister.
哇，她心中很烦恼。
She had anxieties.
因为她孩子出了问题。
Because her child was not had some problems.
啊，很他孩子健康啊，精神啊，那种出了一个很大的问题。
And he had some big problems with his health.
他对神啊有很多的埋怨。
And he had many complaints against God.
为什么神给我这样的孩子？
Why did God give me this time trial?
为什么神让我受这种苦？
Why does God want me to suffer like this?
他去跟长老聊天。
She went to speak with the elder.
长老安慰他。
And the elder comforted her.
他不接受，他说你也不了解我。
She didn't accept it because she said that you don't understand me.
啊，你孩子那么优秀。
Your children are so well.
很 outstanding.
Outstanding.
我孩子这样子。
And they were like so and so.
啊，你没有办法了解我。
And so there's no way you can understand me.
长老叹一口气。
And he sighed.
你等一下。
He said, just hold on.
我带你上去看一看。
I'll bring you upstairs.
原来他长老家里还有另外一个孩子。
He had one more child.
没有错，有一个孩子很优秀。
It's true, one child was.Excellent.
但是另外一个孩子从来没出门，很少出门。
But the other one didn't leave the home.
另外一个孩子也是长期生病。
And was often sick.
长老给他看。
And the elder let her see this.
我也有一个生病的孩子。
I also have an ill child.
我了解你。
I understand you.
哇，那个姐妹很羞愧。
And so she was very embarrassed.
哇，长老可以安慰我，为什么？那自己也受过苦。
This elder can comfort me because he himself has suffered.
所以这个姐妹就没有再埋怨神。
And so she no longer complained against God.
原来神让我们遇到苦难，就是要我们靠他。
That God wants us to face these challenges so that we can rely on Him.
所以能够安慰人啊，第一是一个恩赐。
So to be able to comfort others is a gift.
但是更重要的是，你经历过苦难。
But more importantly, you have gone through this hardship.
所以今天如果神让我们遇到某一些的这种困难呢，或者是一种考验。
So if God puts us through this hardship or trial,
是神在准备我们去安慰别人。
He is preparing us to comfort others.
这个很有力量哦，经历过苦难去安慰别人很有力量。
There is great power in going through suffering and being able to comfort.
那今天我们很需要互相的安慰。
Today, we need to comfort each other mutually.
而不是互相的埋怨，不是互相的指责。
And not to point at each other or complain against each other.
尤其是我们一家人。
Especially as one family.
在家庭里面都会遇到一些困难的时刻。
That in church, that in family, we'll face these hard times.
讲话很重要哦。
And communication is important.
啊，那个讲话一开口，就是是不是一种挑剔啦，或者是指责呢？
Is when you open your mouth, are you criticizing?
还是你会去安慰人
，or will you comfort？
啊，有一个丈夫啊
，there is a
有一个 husband， 他失去工作了
，he had lost his job，
啊，拿到大信封，老板叫他回家
，and he took the severance and went home。
哦，他很烦恼
，and he was very frustrated。
他不知道怎么面对妻子
，and he did not know how to face his wife。
那么妻子没有上班
，because the wife didn't work。
一家就靠他的薪水
，and everyone relied on his salary。
男人最怕就是。事业整个自尊就没有了。
And men are most affected by, the most important thing is their
unemployment.
They're afraid of unemployment because their self-respect is tied to it.
哇，再来经济压力。
And again, there's economic, there's financial hardship.
哇，他就很怕面对妻子。
And so he's very afraid to face his wife.
但是还是要面对啊。
But he had to face her.
啊，打开门。
He opened the door.
妻子说：“怎么今天那么早回来？”
And she said, "How come you came home so early?"
那时候我被 lay off。
He said, "I was laid off."
没有工作呢。
And I do not have work.
他心里想说，可能太太会很担忧啊。
And he thought that his wife would be very, very worried.
太太可能会责备他。
And maybe criticize him.
或者是呢，讲一些让他很担心的话。
Or say things that were very worrisome.
但是神只是智慧这个太太。
But God had
give her wisdom.
Given wisdom to his wife.
没关系，先洗个澡，休息一下。
Take a shower and relax.
小孩子刚回来。
The children have just come.
吃完饭我们再聊。
After we eat, we can chat.
吃好饭了，孩子弄睡觉了。
And when everyone had eaten and the children were sleeping,
太太跟先生讲。
The wife said to the husband,
不要担心。
Don't be afraid. Don't be worried.
神过去带领我们。
Because God has guided us in the past.
我们过去也是什么都没有。
We had nothing.
神也什么都，今天是给我们那么多。
And today God has given us so much.
暂时没有工作，不用担心。
Temporarily you don't have work, don't worry about it.
主会给我们开路的。
The Lord will open up the way.
我可以明天去看看有没有工作，我可以申请一下。
And tomorrow I can look for work.
你慢慢找，不用担心。
You can look for work at your time.
要有信心。
You must have faith.
我们两夫妻要一起祷告。
And we must pray together as husband and wife.
哇，神一定会给我们开路的。
That God will open a way for us.
哇，这个丈夫听到太太的这样的安慰的话。
So after this husband listened to the comforts of the wife,
他就感觉到被安慰到了。
He felt he himself was comforted.
真的，有时候讲话，真的是神要神给我们智慧。
And sometimes when we communicate, God wants to give us wisdom.
如果人家很慌乱的时候，我们还讲一些让人家很觉得。很不想听的话。
Because if people are very lost and we say some things that they really are very hard to hear.
如果太太说怎么办呢？怎么办？下个月的钱怎么交出来？
And wife says, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do?"
你怎么搞的？是不是做什么错什么事啊？
What have you done wrong?
怎么又没有工作呢？
And then wife, again, you don't have work.
怎么办呢？
What are we going to do?
哎呀，讲这些话没有安慰的。
These words have no comfort.
所以我们要求神，要我们成为能够安慰人的。
So we must ask God to make us those.Can comfort others.
因为神就是赐各样安慰的神。
Because God is the God of all comfort.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.